Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
1. Well, my watch was hijacked. I used it to jump, and the agency deposited me straight into the lobby. And if there is one place you don't want to be, it is the fucking lobby. There's no way to get out, and you just have to wait and wait and wait. And so I was looking around, and they have the wall of agents in memoriam. Everyone has devoted themselves to this cause, and they have the director portrait, only it had been replaced with Father Christmas, which is fine. Of course, they're the director. But above that, where it should have said Tempus Itineribus, instead, it said Tempus Imperium. I left the watch and the skimmer behind. I didn't think I could trust them anymore. I mean, I knew they could track them, but I didn't know they could hijack them. You cannot use agency devices to get out of the lobby. But I have 2 non-agency devices. And I use the kids' science project. Holy hell, this is a bumpy ride. But I got out of there. I escaped the lobby. And not a lot of people can say that. It was only after I got out of there and I could really sit that I even remembered the voicemail. And I've really just been sitting here with it in my hand. I don't even know if I want to play it again. I don't know if I trust it. I don't trust the entity, but it thinks I should, and worse, that I will. And I definitely don't trust Tempus Imperium. And as terrifying as it is to know that Valentine is maybe the only other person out there still on board with Tempus Itineribus, I just have to believe that time does march on.
The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many-Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.